And welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 79, State of DC Comics New 52. And I'm Chris Mosby. Well, this is the second time I've recorded this episode today. And something happened to the previous recording. And I played with it for a while, tried to get it fixed. And unfortunately, we lost a good hour of me, Kelvin Murray, talking about recent news that's DC Comics. So I'm just going to try to throw it together here by myself. Didn't want to bother them again. It's just embarrassing. But this happens, and I'm going to try to continue on. So here we go. A lot of news came out this week for the May solicits, and the biggest thing is they're finally, well, this was in the CBR column, B&B, that Bob Harris and Bobby Chase do, I think, is monthly. Should have checked that out. But anyway, basically, we find out that iVampire, which we talked about, I believe that was canceled. I don't know if we talked about that last week or not. Anyway, we got Fury of Firestorm, Ravagers, Savage Hawkman, finally, Deathstroke, finally, Sword of Sorcery, which surprises me because that's a good book, and Team 7 are all been canceled. Now, I don't know about that, but hey, you know, that's a lot of books. So that's what, how many we got? With, now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 counting iVampire. We already know they're going to come out with Justice League of America, but, you know, no Deathstroke in a book. Something Kevin brought up, I remember him saying that, but he looks like he's going to be a bad guy in Teen Titans. But we'll see. Christy Marks is going to go on to Birds of Prey. Justin Jordan, who was on Savage Hawkman and Deathstroke, he will be going on to Superboy. Some of the creative changes there. It was asked in the CBR article about, you know, we've seen Amethyst. She's going to be in Justice League Dark, kind of like they've already put Frankenstein in there after his title was canceled. They might do the character from My Vampire. He's been in there, too. He might show up as well. So what else we got here? I was surprised when iVampire was canceled too, just reading that. So basically there's only two new books have already been, announced. And the first two are called The Green Team and The Movement. The Green Team is by, Baltazar and Franco, with some backup with Ig Guara. Here, let's look at the good solicit here. Or did I put it in here? No, I didn't. One second. A little discombobulated because of what happened here. Get the solicit that our buddy Evan Meadow, shout out to him, put in our deal here. Anyway, Green Team comes out. It's going to come out May 22nd. Green Team number 1, written by Baltazar and Franco from Teeny Titans fame. And this is the solicit. Inventors, explorers, adventurers, do you need money to finance an important project? Then you should set up a meeting with the Green Team. Does your project have the potential to fracture space-time, replace the combustion engine, attract extraterrestrial attention, disprove existence of deities, piss off the Justice League, or render the human body obsolete? If any of these above are checked, please fill out liability release form, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that is with the cover. It's supposed to signify the 1%. And in The Movement, number 1, by Gail Simone and Freddie Williams, this is a solicit. That'll come out on May 1st. We are faceless. We are limitless. We see all, and we do not forgive. Who defends the powerless against the greedy and the corrupt? Who protects the homeless and poverty-stricken from those who would prey upon them in dark of night? When those who are sworn to protect us abuse their power, and when toxic governments call upon superhuman lackeys to force order upon the populace. Finally, there is a force, a citizen's army, to push order back. Let those who abuse the system know this as well. We have our own superhumans now. They are not afraid of your badges or leagues, and they will not be silenced. We are your neighbors, we are your co-workers, and we are your children. I think we all agreed that neither one of those sound interesting, but that's supposed to signify the 1%. Now, I did feel a little bit different about it after reading what Gail Simone said about her book. And this is what she said. She said, "The movement is an idea I've had for some time. It's a book about power, who owns it, who uses it, who suffers from its abuse. So we increasingly move to an age where information is currency. You get these situations where a single viral video can cost a previously unassailable corporation billions, or can upset the power balance of entire governments. And because the source of that information are so dispersed and nameless, it's nearly impossible to shut it all down." But anyway, she said, "But this is DC Comics, so let me in on how the sensibility of story will fit into a world of superheroes. Previous generations of superheroes were not created to address this. It's a legitimately new frontier, both for the real world and for storytellers. It's an adventure story, but really isn't about mad scientists and jewel heists. It's more about the injustices that can affect real people's lives, just tarted up in costumes and superpowers." Anyway, that sounds interesting. Apparently, Balthazar and Franco's book, The Green Team, will explore the question of wealth buying superpower in a world of heroes. It's their first official story in DC's New 52. So that's kind of interesting. You look at the covers, you got The Green Team has basically, it's got a black fit, you know, black fist, cartoonized. Got a watch with a dollar sign on it and fist full of bills. The movement has three fists and they have a red band down and like you'd see like Livestrong, and it says Rise on them. So, and the tagline on the cover, "Money can buy them happiness and they want to share it with you," on the Green Team. And the movement says, "They were the superpowered disenfranchised. Now they're the voice of the people." So, I don't know. We'll give it a try. I believe we all said that we would. So, something to think about anyway. Lots of changes there. Also, let's see what else we got here. MTV Geek this week talked about the solicited information for The Wake, which is a new Scott Snyder book. Which is pretty much sounds like a takeoff of the plot of the movie Abyss from God knows 30 years ago, something like that. Here's a solicit. It's a Vertigo tile. Marine biologist Lee Archer is approached by the Department of Homeland Security for help with a new threat. She declines, but quickly realizes that they won't take no for an answer. Soon she is plumbing to the depths of the Arctic Circle to a secret underwater oil rig, where they've discovered something miraculous and terrifying. Writer Scott Snyder and artist Sean Murphy begin their acclaimed talents to the sci-fi epic that explores the horrors of the deep, prose origins of human history, and leaps far beyond to a frightening future. It's a 10-issue miniseries. So anyway, yeah, that sounds kind of a lot like The Abyss. That's what Caleb's observation was, which I didn't hit me when he said it, so... That's interesting. Let's see. New writer for Justice League of America's Vibe already. After only three issues, will be Sterling Gates with art by Pete Woods and Sean Parsons. I didn't. I guess he's getting his butt kicked by Batman, and you know, we asked the question, why is Vibe battling Batman? And Caleb said, sales. So anyway, should be interesting to see that. Good to see him back. Let's see. Suicide Squad gets a new creative team. Caleb was real upset to hear about that because he likes it the way it is. Number 20 is when this starts. About to take a... Let's see. This guy is supposedly L.S. Kot. A-L-E-S-K-O-T. He's best known for his work at Image with Wild Children and Change. Never heard of it. New writer on Suicide Squad alongside new artist Timothy Green II. And let's see. All new team members and totally new direction as Amanda Waller brings on some new recruits. Caleb didn't like that idea. He was like, it's the way it is. So I guess we'll just have to see if that's any good. Animal Man will get a second artist. Joining Jeff Lemire and Art. Well, this is not a replacement, which is something that I did wrong in the first one. Artist Steve Pugh will also be John Paul Leon. Caleb was glad to hear that. Jay Lee is going to continue to do covers, which I never really did care about that, but anyway. So, yeah. Anyway, there's that. And they're going to do a Origin of Hordak one-shot. Or Masters of the Universe Origin of Hordak. That's going to have... let's see who's going to be on this. Be written by Keith Giffen and Brian Keene. Aren't covered by Giffen and Scott Koblish. Real big fans of them. Looks interesting. Oh, let's see. What else did we miss in the other thing here? Francis Portella will be back on Legion of Superheroes art. Giffen's run was supposed to be longer, but it's only two issues. And... so, what else? Yeah, Justin Jordan replacing Tom DeFalco. Already said that. Now, apparently there's going to be a new direction on Batwing, which I thought the previous one was fine. I guess Judd Winnick left sometime. I didn't even notice. I've been liking the book the way it is. But, yeah... yeah, I guess, Justin Gray and Jimmy Palmiotti is going to be on it. Apparently, they pitched a real good story idea, and they said, hey, what the hell? It's going to be completely new direction, so I don't know. I might not be, might skipping that. There's a little thing in here. Looking down the line in April, you've teased the gatefold covers for the what? WTF certified comics from the beginning of the new 52. Talking his point, there's been no status quo. Anything goes, and every book can go through twists and turns. Given that, how is the WTF certified any different than the normal DC universe? Harris says it's April's effed up month, we're basically saying, and Chase says it's entire month of surprises. So anyway, supposedly the gatefold covers are going to have something big in it. It's going to make you say WTF. So, anyway, I don't know what I think about that. Trinity War's coming up. It's not necessarily going to be in all of them. But, anyway, let's see what else we've got. No Green Lantern or The Edge. Solicits out, but everything else is. Once prize, Caleb says he is caught up on Talon, and he actually enjoys it. So I'm probably going to have to get that and check it out. I'm not in a real big hurry, though. But, you know, we'll see. What else do we cover? No, that's about it. I'm going to go through the solicits. That would be a little bit too much. trying to think. Asked about, we were talking about the new Green Arrow with Jeff Lemire on it. Sounds a solicit. Sounds like it's pretty much exactly going to be exactly like the show. He's apparently lost his fortune and finds something out about his dad. And, oh man, the art is very unfortunate. I'm looking at it now. I went ahead and bought it just to see. And, yeah, you're like old school, as Caleb said, old school Green Arrow. So, yeah, we'll see. See what it's like. I don't know. I'm not holding out too much. Anyway. Let's see. It's going to be a new Batman and Earth 2 in the annual, which I'm liking, but Murray did not care for that. He was talking about how great the Justice League Beyond and the other Beyond titles are. They're really good. Caleb said he'd missing the Batman Beyond and the other, but it's some good stuff. He's probably going to pick it up. Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. Supergirl's going to get a new creative team, which apparently the writer decided to leave on his own. Michael Allen Nelson will be taking over Supergirl from Mike Johnson, who, along with Michael Green, have been writing the book since issue number one. Apparently, he's better known for his darker horror-infused comics at Boom, which is about... What is it about his work that makes you think he was good? Somebody they've wanted to work with since this New 52 started. They worked together with a few issues on Ravagers. They had a good relationship, so hey, why not? That's pretty much what it is, which doesn't give me much confidence when they say, hey, why not? And I think Caleb made the comment, throw it against the wall and see what sticks. That's pretty much what we got here. Anyway, how much time am I putting in here? Oh, wow, whole 17 minutes. This is pretty short. Not sure what else to say. looks like some interesting things. Anyway, it'd be interesting to see what new titles we got out. One of the newer ones that was announced earlier, I read Threshold number one, and I actually liked it. It was kind of a tie-in to the annual, I think it was Green Lantern Corps annual. Don't remember exactly. But that's where it started, and yeah, Threshold. It was pretty good. I like that. Giffen is good at that kind of outer space kind of stuff. But it should be good. Oh, well, let's see. Power Girl's getting her new costume back. I think we talked about the other thing we talked about was the art in World's Finest. The new World's Finest number 9 had a lot of artists on it. Barry Kitson did the cover. Oh, yeah, she's going to be getting her own look in an annual. Anyway, Cafu, Sidnar, and Phil Jimenez are all pitched in to help. And that probably has something to do with Prez's problems with his eyes. He's been having a lot of eye surgery and such. So that probably has something to do with that. And they're trying to get the book out on time, which, you know, I'm glad to see. Glad to see them do that. Good stuff. Anyway, that's about it. I don't have much else. You can send us an email at podcast@talesfromalongbox.com. You can do a comment on the Facebook page. Just do a search for us on the searchy box, or you can comment on the actual post itself on the website at talesfromalongbox.com/the show. And that is it for this week.